Hey everyone, welcome back to JRC TV. Today we are talking about how to rewire your brain for happiness and why it's important. Talking about happiness, there's a wonderful book called The Happiness Advantage, written by a gentleman named Sean Anker from Harvard. And in this book, he lists, let me read some facts for you. He lists that there's been over 200 studies done on over 275,000 people that concluded that happiness leads to success in nearly every domain of our lives, including marriage, health, friendship, community involvement, creativity, jobs, career, and business. Happy workers have higher levels of productivity, produce higher sales results, perform better in leadership positions, receive higher performance ratings, receive higher pay, and enjoy more job stability. So happy workers are also less likely to take sick days, to quit, or become burned out, and happy CEOs are more likely to lead teams of employees who are both happy and healthy and who find their work climate conducive to high performance. Whew, that's a lot of greatness coming from being happy. Now, a lot of people have said, listen, some people are born with it, some people are not. After all the research done by this gentleman and many others, they've concluded that you can actually rewire your brain for happiness. They call it the happiness advantage. They've done lots of work inside of workplaces, inside of environments, inside of, you know, different small groups of people, and found the benefits that come from doing specifically a handful of things every single day. Now I'm going to give you a list of them. Number one, the first thing you want to do, and I'll tell you the benefits of each. I wrote down some notes, so I'm going to go over to my phone here. The first thing you want to do each day, according to this, is meditation. So 5 to 10 minutes of meditation each day, and studies show that it can actually grow your prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain responsible for feeling happy. Regular meditation for 5 to 10 minutes a day can permanently rewire your brain to raise the levels of happiness, lower stress, and even improve immune function according to the studies and research they've done. So number one, if you wanna write this down, meditate daily for 5 to 10 minutes a day. We recommend the app Headspace. It's a great tool, especially for beginners, to keep you focused and easily make it happen. Number two, they recommend finding something to look forward to. So anticipating future rewards can actually light up the pleasure centers of your brain as much as the actual reward will. So each day, not only meditate, but then think of future accomplishments you'd like to accomplish, things we talk about like future visualization or mental rehearsal, but rehearse great things happening and allow your body to physically feel it while you're visualizing it to really truly kick in the pleasure center of your brain so you start to feel the reward for the actions you're about to take. Number three, commit conscious acts of kindness. It decreases stress and strongly contributes to enhanced mental health. So by going out and doing conscious acts of kindness, now this could be writing an email to a loved one, telling them what you appreciate about them. This could be writing a quick text to a coworker, telling them the things that really truly assist you and how grateful you are for that person or those activities. It could be going out and buying, you know, a homeless person lunch for the day and just maybe paying for someone's toll behind you on the highway there. So many simple things you can do, but a random conscious act of kindness can not only make your day, it can make their day, and it can make anyone observing's day as well. Research shows that it kicks off oxytocin and dopamine in the person giving, the person receiving, and anyone observing. So it's a great gift to give all around. The next one, induce positivity into your surroundings. Now we have a lesson in our Rapid Results Formula online program, the Rapid Results Formula 2.0 program, that's called Cleaning Up Your Environment. And what it means is it's going around and we give you a simple rating system of how to rate every single element of the environment around you that either is slowing you down or speeding you up to be more productive or less productive. And if it's something that's slowing you down, we give you a few tips on how to revise it, how to get rid of it, or how to update it to really make sure that everything in your immediate environment builds you in the stronger, healthier, happier, more productive human being. And if it doesn't, how to adjust it. So that's something that's useful as well. Let's see, they said exercise. It improves motivation, feelings of mastery, reduces stress, and helps us get into the flow state. So these are some tips, some simple tips. Now there's 7 of them all together we're gonna have in the worksheet today you can download. The book itself is called The Happiness Advantage by Sean Anker. And I really want to share this with you because I want every single person in our community here who watches these to have this advantage, to be able to, you know, get higher pay and enjoy more job satisfaction and, you know, take less sick days and really get the most out of yourself as a human being. So download today's worksheet, learn the other, you know, factors of the happiness advantage here. Check out our Rapid Results Formula 2.0 program if you want some more tips on how to maximize your personal performance. And I'll see you next week for another episode of JRC TV.